The environmental group Clean Ocean Action is sponsoring a 15-day event to push for federal legislation that would protect the ocean environment. WBAI's Phil Bader has this report.
For nearly 10 years, activists have been advocating a Clean Ocean Initiative for the New York, New Jersey area that would discourage dumping and exploration for gas and oil while preserving and protecting the integrity of the shore. Environmentalists say enormous strides have been made in the coastline ecology, and it's time to ensure that this progress is not undone. Lindsay McNamara is with Clean Ocean Action.
Clean Ocean Action was founded in 1984, and we've been working on ocean advocacy ever since. And we work primarily on the New York, New Jersey Bight, which is our portion of the ocean. We raise awareness for ocean pollution issues through a variety of different ways. We use education. We use citizen outreach and action. We have science and research, do policy analysis. So we also reach out to people through Facebook and Twitter and our blog.
The Obama administration has been soliciting the oil and gas industry's interest in exploring extraction in the Mid and South Atlantic region. Clean Ocean Action thinks this activity would undo a lot of the progress that they've made in recent years and have initiated an event to prevent offshore drilling in this area.
We started on Friday, August 10th, a 15-day adventure from Cape May, New Jersey, up to Montauk, New York, and we're calling it the Tour for the Shore. And the idea behind the Tour for the Shore is to raise awareness surrounding the Clean Ocean Zone, which would be a federal bill that we would like to have passed that would lock in the progress that we've made within the New York, New Jersey ocean and lock out pollution. And to do this and to raise awareness around the Clean Ocean Zone, we have Margo Pellegrino, who is an outrigger canoeist that's paddled from Miami to Maine before Seattle to San Diego. And she's paddling the 300 miles up the coast from Cape May, New Jersey to Montauk, New York. And then at Clean Ocean Action, our coastal policy attorney, Sean Dixon, is cycling the 400 miles up the coast. And we're stopping in all of these towns along the way to have press conferences and rallies and talk to people on the beaches and just bring attention to the need in 2012 for the Clean Ocean Zone.
Clean Ocean Action has received support from many elected officials, including U.S. Senator Bob Menendez and Congressmembers Rush Holt and Frank Pallone. But they're looking for community support as well.
To plug into what we're doing, you can follow us on Twitter at Clean Ocean. You can also like us on Facebook, Clean Ocean Action, and those also link to our blog as well. But to join up, which we would love to have participants join, Sean Dixon and Margo Pellegrino. We've had over 150 people sign up so far to participate too. Not everyone can paddle 300 miles or bike 400 miles, so there are stretches that are family friendly. So everyone can participate at the level that is right for them. So even if people want to come out and bike 10, 15 miles on a nice day, we would love for them to join us as well. And they can find all of that information on our website, which is cleanoceanzone.org.
The Tour for the Shore will have daily events and winds up on Friday, August 24th. For WBAI News, I'm Phil Bader.